Calling all sightseers and selfie takers. Welcome to Texas, where a day on our hiking trails will lead to a lifetime of memories. And family road trips become family legends. Where thrill seekers make a splash into spring-fed pools. And picky eaters will clean their plates. This is your invitation to visit Texas and see it for yourself. Visit TravelTexas.com and plan your family's trip today. Let's Texas.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, not another fluffy self-help topic, hear me out. We live in a world that constantly tells us to hustle harder, achieve more, be better. It can feel like there's no room for mistakes, no space for just being human. But guess what? Self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie is struggling, do you judge them harshly? Do you pile on more pressure? Or do you lend a listening ear, offer a warm hug, and remind them that they're worthy of love and support, even in their imperfections? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. So, how can we weave this powerful practice into our daily lives? Let's break it down. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. The first step is admitting that you're struggling. Yep, just saying it out loud. I'm feeling overwhelmed. This is tough. I made a mistake. It sounds simple, but often we try to push our feelings down, pretend everything is fine. But that just makes things worse. By acknowledging your struggles, you open the door to self-compassion. 2. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Now imagine your best friend is feeling down. What would you say? Would you berate them for their shortcomings or remind them of all their amazing qualities? Probably the latter, right? Treat yourself with that same level of kindness and understanding. Swap out those negative self-talk scripts for words of encouragement and support. 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present. Notice your breath, your body sensations, the sights and sounds around you. When thoughts of worry or judgment arise, gently acknowledge them without judgment. Then redirect your attention back to your breath. This simple practice can help calm your mind and create space for self-compassion. 4. Remember you're not alone. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, we all feel inadequate sometimes. It's part of being human. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly healing. Share your experiences with trusted friends or family members, join a support group, or engage in online communities where people offer encouragement and understanding. 5. Engage in self-care. This one's not just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to uplifting music, spending time with loved ones, or anything else that brings you joy and replenishes your energy. Ever felt like you were running on fumes, constantly pushing yourself without taking time to recharge? You know that feeling when self-criticism starts to creep in, making you doubt your abilities and worth? That's a sign it's time for some serious self-compassion. Let me give you an example. Imagine you have an important presentation at work. You put in the hours, practiced diligently, but during the actual presentation, you stumble over your words, forget a key point, or receive some tough questions. Instead of beating yourself up, remember this: everyone makes mistakes. Acknowledge that it happened. Learn from it, and then treat yourself with kindness. Remind yourself of all the times you've excelled in the past, celebrate the effort you put in, and focus on what you can do to improve next time. Remember, folks, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with resilience, grace, and kindness towards ourselves and others. So, start practicing today. You deserve it. Take those 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge your struggles. Speak kindly to yourself, practice mindfulness, remember you're not alone, and engage in self-care. Implement them into your daily routine, even just one at a time. And let me know how it goes. Share your thoughts, experiences, or any questions on our social media pages. We're building a community here, folks, so let's support each other on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Until next time, keep practicing that self-compassion. You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.